I will talk today about Maseches Beitza, Daf Beis Amud Beis, the sugya which is referred to as sugya of Hachana de Rabba, the Isser of Hachana, which Rabba mentions in a Braisa. The Gemara is learned differently by different Rishonim. I would like to develop an explanation for the Shita of Rashi, the explanation of Rashi in this Gemara. Gemara is discussing the Isser of the Mishnah, Beitza Shenol de Biyontif. If a Beitza was born to a laid by a hen on Yontif, the halacha is that Beis Hill says, Lo Seyokel, one is not allowed to eat it. The Gemara brings a price that says one is not allowed to move it either, one is not allowed to do anything with the egg. Why should it be Mutza? Why should it be Osir? What should be the Isser involved here? The Gemara first discusses perhaps it has to do with the Isser of Muksa and Nolad, rejects that. It comes out, we're discussing a hen that is being raised for eating. Since it's being raised for eating, it's not Muksa on Yontif. When it's permitted to shecht an animal, to slaughter an animal on Yontif, when it's permitted to slaughter a hen, to eat it for Seuzis Yontif, the egg that is inside the hen may also be eaten because it's just like a piece of the hen. And if it's the tarnagolus is omedes achila, it's expected to be eaten just like the tarnagolus. The hen itself is not muksa, so too the egg is not muksa. Why then does Beis Hillel say that it is not permitted to eat an egg that is laid on yantiv? What's the difference if it's laid or if it's still inside of the tarnagolus? The Gemara says, B'yantiv shechalios achar Shabbos askinan u'mishim achona. We're discussing yantiv that is the day after Shabbos. It is a Matzoi Shabbos. The Isser involved, the Kivega brings the Rashba, who explains based on the conclusion of the Gemara, the Maskan of the Gemara, that the Gemara doesn't mean we're discussing a Yontif that is Matzoi Shabbos, but it means we're discussing a Gezerah that is based on a scenario of a Yontif following Shabbos. Because of that scenario, we prohibit an egg that is laid on any Yontif. What is the problem if the egg is laid on a Yontif after Shabbos? It says, Mishim Achona. Is Isser Achon involved? The Kasavar Rabba, Kol Beitza the Mithyaldo Ha'idna, Me'esmo Gomrala. Rabba holds that any egg which is laid today was completed yesterday. For Rabba L'Taimei, we'll go back and explain this in a minute. For Rabba L'Taimei, Rabba is following his opinion elsewhere. Domer Rabba, Ma'idik Siv, V'ayah B'yom HaShishi V'ayichinu Es Asher Yaviyu. The Torah says that on Friday a person has to prepare what he is going to eat on Shabbos. Chol mechin l'Shabbos v'chol mechin l'yontiv. V'ein yontiv mechin l'Shabbos v'ein Shabbos mechina l'yontiv. A weekday may prepare the food for a Shabbos, but on Shabbos one is not allowed to prepare for yontiv, and on yontiv one is not allowed to prepare for Shabbos. What does it mean that there is Isser Hachona and that an egg is prepared the day before it is laid? The Hachona Rashi explains as follows. Rashi says, Mishum Hachona ta'atriel ve'silkim farsh va'ozl d'chol beitz v'misyal ve'idna me'esmo gomela. The af agav dibidei shemayim. Right? What the Gemara means by this statement is that even though the egg was laid today on Yontif, it was not completed today, meaning it didn't come to its completion. It did not come to its complete formation today. Rather, the day before, on Friday, or on Erev Yontif, we're talking about Yontif, so on Erev Yontif, the egg became completed inside of the hen. And it takes a day for the hen to push it out and to lay it. But it's really fully formulated, fully in its full form, in its fullest form, for an entire 24 hours, an entire day, before the moment that it is laid. That's what it means, me'esmo gomrala. Now, if the day before Yontif was Shabbos, it turns out that the egg was fully formed, it became ready to eat, became fully formed on Shabbos. Since it became fully formed on Shabbos, there is an Isser of Hachona to eat that egg on Yontif. One may not eat an egg that became fully formed on Shabbos on Yontif, which is the day after that Shabbos. One must eat, everything that one eats must be prepared, must have been completed and prepared on a weekday, not on Shabbos that precedes Yom Tov. And the Gemara concludes that the same thing applies when Shabbos follows Yom Tov. If an egg is laid on Shabbos, one may not eat a drawer on Shabbos because it was fully formed on Yom Tov. It was not prepared from a weekday. It was prepared from Yom Tov, the day before. And it was not prepared on Shabbos either. It was prepared the day before Shabbos, which was a Yom Tov, and that makes it prohibited. We'll see more about why it is prohibited and what the mechanism of Hachana is soon, Be'ezus Hashem. The Gemara concludes that even if the egg was born on a regular Yom Tov, which comes out on a Monday or a Tuesday or Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the egg is also prohibited because of Gzeirat Rabbanan. People might confuse it with an egg that was laid on a Yom Tov that follows Shabbos or a Shabbos that follows Yom Tov. Therefore, one may not eat an egg that was laid on a Yom Tov that does not follow Shabbos or a Shabbos that does not follow Yom Tov. Again, the Isser itself applies only, it applies only when the Yom Tov follows the Shabbos. The Rabbanim prohibited an egg that was laid on any Yom Tov because people will think that if an egg laid on any Yom Tov is permitted, then an egg laid on Yom Tov that follows Shabbos should also be permitted. And really it isn't. Similarly, an egg laid on Shabbos that follows Yom Tov is prohibited because of the Pasuk of Rabbah. Midrabanan, we say that an egg laid on any Shabbos is prohibited because if we permit it, people will not know to differentiate between this egg and an egg laid on a Shabbos that follows Yom Tov, meaning when Yom Tov was Friday. Rashi explains itself as follows. The whole base of the Mishyaldo Ha'idna me'ezmo gomrelo. When an egg is laid on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, it was completed the day before. She says, even though this egg was not completed by man, it was self-completing. It was formed by itself, by Shemayim, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also, nevertheless, one may not eat it on the Shabbos or the Yom Tov that follows the other Shabbos or Yom Tov. To be in on Kolsu, the Shabbos, Usu this Yom Tov, Sheyehu Mezumanos Umuchanos Mibaod Yom Shalchol. Every Seudah that is eaten on Shabbos or Yom Tov must be prepared to be eaten on a weekday. Mibaod Yom means before Shabbos starts. Mibaod Yom while it's still day on Erev Shabbos. Shalchol. And that Erev Shabbos has to be Chol. It has to be by a day that is Chol. 2 days before Shabbos, which is Chol, is also fine. It could be prepared then for Shabbos, but it cannot be prepared on a Yom Tov for Shabbos or on a Shabbos for Yom Tov. Rashi goes on, Rabba the Otter Ba'achona She'ena B'Yidayim Mamish. Again, Rashi emphasizes that the Isser of Rabba is Hachona that is not done by hand. It's not B'Yidayim Mamish. L'taymei. He's following his own reasoning. The Amar Rabba, B'Psachim, V'yalat Me'hocha, the Muxa Dei Raisa. Rashi emphasizes that this is the same verse from which Rabbah learns himself in that the Isser of Mutzah is an Isser Deraisa. Veichinu, meaning Vehizminu, Kagon Mikanani Ochlamachar. Veichinu, the word Veichinu Ashevyu means the person should prepare what he's going to eat. How does he prepare it? For instance, he says, I'm going to eat from this tomorrow, meaning if it's the type of a food that is not normally used for eating or that he set aside for something else, he should say, I will eat this tomorrow. And that is what it means when it says Veichinu Asheyaviyu. He should prepare what he will eat. If the pasuk is simply telling you you are not allowed to cook on Shabbos, you're not allowed to prepare on Shabbos, it's not saying that you're not allowed to say I shall eat from this today on Shabbos. But if the pasuk is just saying you're not allowed to actually cook on Shabbos, the Torah is telling you you have to prepare the meal from Erev Shabbos. The end of the pasuk is Asher tofu eifu, Asher tavashu vashelu. That's the next pasuk. It says everything that you're going to cook, do it before Shabbos. Why does the pasuk have to add Veichinu es asher yaviu, that a person has to prepare what he's going to eat? It says cook what you're going to cook before Shabbos, and bake what you're going to bake before Shabbos. Why does the pasuk have to add Veichinu es asher yaviu, that you have to prepare before Shabbos? If that's already understood, if you're cooking before Shabbos or preparing before Shabbos, Rashi says preparing before Shabbos means saying I am going to eat from this before Shabbos. Ela hazmana b'peh klamar, it's referring to hazmana b'peh. Uksiv b'yom hashishi, when is this hazmana b'peh have to be done? On Friday. It has to be prepared. Veichinu, you have to prepare it. And when do you have to prepare it? On Friday. Yistam shishi cholhu. A normal Shishi, normally when it talks about Shishi and Shabbos, Shishi is Chol and Shabbos is Shabbos. For Achshav Rachmanos the Udas Shabbos, she has Minenu Mibod Yom Ubechol. The Torah gives a special quality, a special importance to the meal of Shabbos. It distinguished it by saying it has to be prepared from the day before Shabbos, and that day before has to be a weekday. The reason that Rashi emphasizes that Shabbos is distinguished in this manner and doesn't just say it has to be prepared before is because of what he's going to tell us shortly about the food that the egg that was laid out, the food that was prepared on Shabbos for Sunday, which is not also because of this pasuk. A Shabbos meal that is not prepared on Friday is also because the Torah says that the Shabbos meal has to be prepared. It requires a preparation. A Sunday meal does not require preparation. That's what Rashi's alluding to, and he's going to speak that out more clearly. The Ein Yontov made from the Shabbos, says Rashi, Yontov Nami Kari Shabbos. Where do we see in the Pasuk that you're not allowed to prepare from Yontov to Shabbos? It says, Shabbos, you're not allowed to prepare from Shabbos to Yontov. The Pasuk over here is talking about Shabbos. Yom HaShishi V'Echim HaShayaviyu. But on Shabbos, you're not allowed to prepare. How do you see you're not allowed to prepare on Yontov? Rashi says, because Yontif is also referred to as Shabbos. The word Shabbos sometimes refers to Yontif. That's the Gemara that mentions this with regard to certain other Isurim. Rashi and the Rishonim bring this often, evidence of Yud Beis also, that when the Pasuk says the word Shabbos, sometimes it may refer to Yontif as well. Yontif is called Shabbos. A Shabboton is referred to as. So when the Pasuk says, for Yom Shabbos, you have to prepare. For Yom HaShishi, you prepare, and then on Shabbos, you eat it. Rashi says that Yontov Nami Koroi Shabbos. The Pasuk is telling us not only that you may not prepare something on Shabbos for Yontov, but you may not prepare something on Yontov either for Shabbos or for Chol. The laws that apply to Shabbos apply to Yontov. And the Pasuk doesn't say Beferes Shabbos, it's B'Shishi, Yom HaShishi, V'chin HaShay Yaviyu. And Rashi's assuming that since it's a din of Shabbos, it'll apply to Yontif as well. We'll see in Taisvus a different approach to this. Rashi continues, U'voi to Udasa Azmana, Yontif meal also needs preparation, V'azmanasa B'chol, and it must be prepared on a weekday. Aval Se'udas Chol Lo Chashiva, a Sunday meal is not important, is not something that requires special treatment. You don't have to prepare for it. Therefore, on a Sunday, we do not prohibit any eggs laid on Sunday, because it was prepared on Shabbos. I say Shabbos cannot prepare for Chol. Just like you say Shabbos cannot prepare for Yontov, we say Shabbos cannot prepare for Chol. Ain Shabbos mechin liyontov, Ein Shabbos meichin l'chol, the Gemara says. Chol meichin l'shabbos, chol meichin l'yantav. Ein Yontov meichin l'shabbos, ein Shabbos mechin l'yantav. The same way we should say that if Shabbos cannot prepare for Yontov, Kol Shekein, Shabbos cannot prepare for Chol. Rashi says we don't say that because lo shayich ba mutzah. Sudas chol lo atzuchor achman azimim mibod yom. A weekday meal does not require preparation from the day before. Lo shayich ba mukzah. There's no din of mukzah altogether on a weekday. Even Chol HaMoed has no din of mukzah. Nothing can be mukzah on a weekday. Shabbos is a special day. Everything that we eat on Shabbos requires preparation. A weekday meal does not require preparation. Therefore, an egg that is prepared on Shabbos for a weekday will not be prohibited on the weekday because there's no din of mukzah. There's no din that day's meal needs preparation. The words of Rashi imply that the Isser of Hachana and the Isser of the egg that was laid on Yontov Shachar Shabbos is related to the Isser of Mutzah. He seems to be saying that if an egg was laid on Yontov that follows Shabbos, the egg was never prepared because the day before Shabbos, which was Friday, there was no egg yet. The egg wasn't yet completed, meaning inside the hen, it was not yet completed and fully formed. On Shabbos, it became formed. It came into the world. A new thing, a new creation came into the world. But that creation is muktzah on Shabbos. If it's muktzah on Shabbos, it also remains muktzah on Yontov because it never had a chance to be prepared. It has to have a weekday pass over it before it is permitted to be used for Shabbos because it has to be prepared for Shabbos and it has to be prepared for Yontov as well. That is why the egg is muktzah on Yontov. This is the way the Rashba understands the words of Rashi. But the Rashba has a lot of trouble with this. The Rashba asks, Pirish Rashi, Rabba Tameh, this is Muktzadei Raisa. Asks the Rashba, Kashali, to Imisa, Lamali Dharma, because of a Rabba called Beitzah, the Misialdo, Idno, Me Etmo Gomra La, Zafilu Gomra He Idna, Nami Titzer. Asks the Rashba, why did the Gemara have to emphasize that the egg, which was laid yesterday, is completed today? I'm sorry, completed the day the egg which was laid today was completed yesterday. The egg which was laid on Yom Tov was completed the day before Yom Tov. Why does the Gemara have to emphasize that? Once it says that, the Gemara runs into trouble. The Gemara says, why? The Gemara continues, El Meati Yom Tov Ba'alma Tishri. If you say the egg that was laid on Yom Tov was completed the day before, so a regular Yom Tov that is not following a Shabbos should not have the din of the Mishnah. The egg that is laid on that Yom Tov should be permitted. The Gemara answers, Gezeira Yom Tov Achra Shabbos. So Gezeira, Gemara asks, Shabbos Alma Tishri, because if the egg was laid on Shabbos, then it was prepared on Friday, and Friday was a weekday. The Gemara answers, Gezeira should be on Shabbos Achra Yom Tov. Which sounds very dochek, very forced. Why did the Gemara have to assume that the egg was completed the day before, and then it runs into trouble and has to say that the Isser of the Beitza Shenolda B'Shabbos or the Yom Tov, it's because of a Gzeira of the Yom Tov Acha Shabbos or the Shabbos Acha Yom Tov. Why didn't it just say that an egg is completed shortly before it is laid? If the egg is completed shortly before it is laid, in that case, it is completed the same day, and it's Mutsa, because it never had a chance to be prepared. The Issa Mutsa should certainly apply if it was completed on Yom Tov. What's the difference if it was completed the day before Yom Tov, which was Shabbos, or if it was completed on Yom Tov? In either case, it did not have a chance to be prepared before Yom Tov. Why did the Gemara say it was completed the day before? That's the question of the Rashba. The Ran appears to attempt to answer this question. The Ran on the Rif says, around the wrist brings Rashi. He says, Rabbi Tamei, Rabbi Ota Achona Tamei Zayman Mishle Tamei, and he brings down from the words of Rashi, but he adds, the Tamei Zamei Perik Elu Oivim Bipsachim De Mutsu Dei Raisa V'yalf Lo Mikra De Vehechinu Kedisa Hosam. Rabbi learns that from this Pesach that Mutsu Dei Raisa V'kivan De Mutsu Dei Raisa Alma Hachona De Memela Chashiva. Since Mutsa is Utsa Dei Raisa, if so, Hachona De Memela is also Chashiv. Meaning, if there's an Isser of Mutsa Dei Raisa, then Hachona De Memela, the egg being laid, which is coming by itself, the egg not being laid but being fully formed inside the mother, is coming by itself, that is Chashiva. That's an important act. Why is it important? Because it's something that would remove the Isser of Mutsa had it been done on a weekday. Since there's a din of Mutsa, that makes a preparatory act an important act, because a preparatory act is what permits something to be used for Shabbos. The act of Achana permits something to be used for Shabbos. So since there's a din of Mutsa, therefore Achana to Memela, the Hakona, even if it comes by itself, when an egg is fully formed, when it becomes fully formed, it becomes an important act. Because it permits the Isser of Mutsa, the Kivin the Chashiva Kulei Hai, Shabbat Midrash Ka Tveichinu, the Hakona debates the Memela. Therefore, since it's such an important act, we can also learn out from the Pasuk of Tveichinu, Hakona debates the Memela. Vlomok Minen Le, Lachona Tveidayim Bilchor. And we don't say the Pasuk is just telling you Hachana B'Yadayim. Meaning, the Pasuk is certainly telling us we're not allowed to prepare on Yom Tov for Shabbos, or on Shabbos for Yom Tov, by going and cooking on Shabbos for Yom Tov, or cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos. That's certainly prohibited. That's a Hachana to B'Yadayim. Now Hachana to B'Meila, meaning if an egg is laid on, if the egg is laid or it was fully formed on a Yom Tov, that shouldn't prohibit it for Shabbos that follows Yom Tov. But since there's an Isser Mutsa, which means that had the egg not become fully formed, had the egg not been prepared before Yom Tov, it would be prohibited to eat it on Yom Tov. Therefore the act, the fact that the egg became fully formed on Shabbos was a very significant fact. And therefore it becomes prohibited for us to take advantage of that formation on Yom Tov and to eat it on the Yom Tov that follows Shabbos. That's what the Ran says. First, let's try to follow that logic. We seem to be mixing together two different Isurim here. One Isur is an Isur of preparing something, doing a preparatory act, cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos, cooking on Shabbos for Yom Tov. And the other Isur is the Isur of using something that was prepared, b'di'evet. If the egg became prepared by itself on Shabbos, then on the Yom Tov following Shabbos, one may not eat it. It seems to be two different things over here. The Isur of cooking, if someone cooks on Shabbos for Yom Tov, this rabbi holds that it's usur d'oraisa to benefit from that cooking. Is that what rabbi holds? If you cook on Shabbos for Yom Tov and it becomes prohibited, then koshkan, if you cook on Shabbos for chol, it should become prohibited, but the b'di'evet, if you cooked on Shabbos. Now Rashi said the svara about the meal of Yom Tov being important and needing a hachona, and that's why something that was prepared on Shabbos for Yom Tov is asur on Yom Tov, but something that was prepared on Shabbos for Chol does not become asur because a meal of Chol, a weekday meal, isn't choshev. But that is sufficient to explain why the meal of Yom Tov needs to be prepared, and it's a mutzah. But the Ran seems to be using it for a different logic. Ran is saying a different logic. He's saying that there's an isur preparing on Shabbos for Yom Tov. The isur is defined as doing a preparatory act on Shabbos for Yom Tov, because you're not allowed to use Shabbos to prepare for Yom Tov. You're not allowed to use Yom Tov to prepare for Shabbos. On Shabbos, you have to prepare for Shabbos. On Yom Tov, you have to prepare for Yom Tov. But you cannot use Shabbos to prepare for Yom Tov. So, the same way, you cannot use Shabbos to prepare for Chol. Why should the chashivas of Yom Tov make it that if you prepare on Yom Tov and Shabbos for Yom Tov, then the meal becomes asur? He's learning that it's not a din in mukta, it's just a din in, it's just a halacha that comes from the iser to prepare for Shabbos to Yom Tov. Since he did something wrong by preparing for Shabbos to Yom Tov, he shouldn't take advantage of it on Yom Tov if he's learning that there's an iser there. The same thing then should apply on a weekday. It should be asur if you prepare for Shabbos for a weekday. Elamai, the iser is just the iser of preparing, of using Shabbos to prepare for Yom Tov, of using Yom Tov to prepare for Shabbos. But to the end, it doesn't become asur midaraisa. There is no iser midaraisa if you do use Shabbos to prepare for Yom Tov, or Yom Tov to prepare for Shabbos. And who are then, if you use Shabbos to prepare for Chol, it's not asur. If so, then what's that have to do with the iser beta, which is the iser b'di'evet, that if egg was laid on Yom Tov, which follows Shabbos, since it was fully formed on Shabbos, it becomes prohibited to eat b'di'evet on Yom Tov. That's a different thing entirely. How does the Ran compare those two dinim, if it's such a dinim? What's the Ran mean that since the Yom Tov meal is choshev and needs a hachana, then this act becomes a significant act? No iser was done by the egg being fully formed on Shabbos. You can't say an iser was done if it was fully formed on Shabbos for Yom Tov. So why is it that you cannot eat the egg on the following Yom Tov, and the Yom Tov follows Shabbos? It could be that what the Ran means is as follows. It's smart to say like this. If we would permit you to eat the egg on Yom Tov, then the egg would be prepared. The egg that was fully formed on Shabbos is going to be prepared for Yom Tov, because on Yom Tov you're going to eat it. If we say you're not allowed to eat that egg on Yom Tov, then the egg that became fully formed on Shabbos was being preparing for a weekday. It wasn't preparing for the Yom Tov altogether. You weren't. It was being prepared for the week. It was being prepared for Sunday. You weren't making a achana of Yom Tov now. You weren't making a achana of Yom Tov. If we permit you to eat this egg, by eating the egg on Yom Tov, which follows Shabbos, by eating the egg that was laid on the Yom Tov that follows Shabbos, you are preparing the egg retroactively. You are saying, I'm making this into a Yom Tov meal. This is Yom Tov meal, which means that I consider that laser, I consider that gemar, that completion of the egg on Shabbos to be a preparation for Yom Tov. By your choosing to eat that egg on Yom Tov, you are making the Shabbos into a day that is preparing for Yom Tov. It's preparing for the Yom Tov meal. Since the Yom Tov meal is choshev, you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos for Yom Tov. You're not allowed to, since the Yom Tov meal is choshev, therefore the egg that is laid, that is completed on Shabbos, will be preparing a yontif meal. The chashivas, the importance of the yontif meal, is simply telling us that the completion of the egg on Shabbos is a significant act. Is a hachona. A hachona is a type of melacha. This is a hachona. A hachona, a preparing on Shabbos for yontif, is a melacha. Even though this hachana was done b'day shemayim, if I say I'm making this into a yontif meal, since the yontif meal is so choshev, I am considering that a hachana, because making something a yontif meal is considered to be preparing it. Making it a Sunday meal is not preparing it. If I find the egg in the street on Sunday, I'm going to eat it. Something Sunday, you just eat whatever happens to come around. But on yontif, when you're eating a yontif meal, you are preparing the yontif meal. A meal has to be prepared. It's something that you look up to, the yontif meal. It's something that you plan for. And therefore, by setting aside this egg to be used for the yontif meal, what I am doing is I am saying that the completion of Erev Yontif, which was Shabbos, the egg's completion on Shabbos, was an act that I am making into a significant act. So by your eating it on yontif, you're making that Hachana de Mimela into a Hachana. You are saying, I am making this into a significant act. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to make that Hachana de Mimela into an act of Hachana, because it's considered as if you are doing a Hachana on Shabbos. That seems to be what the Ron learns, and therefore, you're not allowed to eat the egg in order that there shouldn't be a Hachana, in order that Shabbos should not be preparing for yontif, because if you don't eat it, then it's not preparing for yontif. If you do eat it, then you're making that retroactively into a hachana, and that's the itzer. It's the same thing as if you're cooking on Shabbos for yontif. By eating the egg on yontif, you're saying that I am choosing that completion of Shabbos and making it into something significant for me. The way I'm making it is, of course, in my mind. But that is something that is significant enough to be considered a malacha, to be considered a hachana. That is what the Ran means to say. The Ran says, so now it's clear why we have to say that the egg was completed yesterday. It was completed today. There's no issur. That you are allowed to have something, you're allowed to prepare on Shabbos for Shabbos, or a yantif for yantif. Yantif does not prepare for yantif. Yantif nami de kavosa, and Shabbos doesn't prepare for yantif. Mishamachi itzrich l'meimah d'mei esmol gomra, itzrich nami l'meimah gomra. And he goes on. But what the Ran is saying is that now it's clear why I have to say me esmol gomra lo, because enoch nami there is no itzrich mukzah involved here. This has nothing to do with mukzah, it has to do with achana. It has to do with doing an act for today, for yantif, for Shabbos, for Shabbos, for yantif. That's the itzrich. Meaning, according to the Ran, the itzrich isn't that it's not mukhan. The issa is that it's muchan. You're not allowed to be mechin from yontif to Shabbos to yontif. Hachana of yontif to Shabbos is the issa. The issa is preparing. I am making a hachana. According to Rashi, the issa is that ain't a muchan. You cannot make a hachana on yontif or on Shabbos. The hachana has to be from the day before yontif or Shabbos. The problem with this egg is that it's ain't a muchan. It's not muchan. That's the simple way that we learned Rashi. That's the way the Rashi understood Rashi. The Ran is trying to say that's not what Rashi means. He's saying Rashi means the issur over here is the hachana, that you're preparing it for yontif by eating it on yontif. You're preparing it with that act. You're making it that Shabbos is preparing for yontif. That's the issur. The Ran's derech, whether or not it's the pshat, and Rashi is certainly the derech that all the other Rishonim take. All the other Rishonim in the sugya explain the sugya to mean that the issur is the issur of preparing on yontif for Shabbos, or for Shabbos for yontif. That's the issur of eating the egg. You're preparing, and the way we explained it, by eating, you're preparing, you're retroactively making it that Shabbos was preparing for yontif, and that's the issur. That's something that you're not allowed to make through your decision to eat the egg. However, it would seem very forced to say that in Rashi. It seems perfect to say that in Rashi for a few reasons. Rashi says, first of all, Rashi emphasizes a number of times, he says, Sudas Yantav, the remarkable called Beisa, he says, Be'inam kol Sudas Shabbos, the Sudas Yantav, Shehu Mezumanos Umuchanos Mibo'od Yom Shel Chol. Rashi emphasizes not just that you cannot prepare it on a Yantav, but it has to be Mibo'od Yom. It has to be before Shabbos, meaning there has to be a hachana. You have to have a hachana. The problem is that we're lacking a hachana. Not that you did a hachana of Shabbos to Yom Tov, but the problem is here that it does not have a hachana. You need a hachana mibo'od yom. Mibo'od yom means there has to be a hachana. There has to be a hachana before Shabbos begins. If he's just trying to say that there has to be a hachana before, let's say, before Yom Tov begins, and the hachana cannot be, and you're not allowed to have a hachana of Shabbos to Yom Tov, if that's what he's trying to say, that there's a problem that you have a bad hachana, then why did he have to say it has to have a hachana mibo'od yom? He could have just said it has to have a hachana of Shal Chol as opposed to a hachana Shal Shabbos. If he says it has to have a hachana mibo'od yom, then he's saying it's not enough that it doesn't have a hachana of Shabbos, it has to have a hachana from a weekday. That's what he's saying by mibo'od yom. Rashi also emphasizes, to mehocha, Rabbi learns in Pesachim from this pasuk to Muksa Dereisa. Why do you have to emphasize that Rabbi learns from here Muksa Dereisa? He wants to say that the Isser here is the Isser of Muksa. Good, so the Ram learns that if Muksa is Dereisa, then the Achana becomes more important. That's how the Ram learns that Rashi. But still, Rashi says later, again, by the Sunday meal, Rashi says, the Suzas Chol Lachachor Achman Azimim Mibod Yom, Toshayat Be Muksa. Saying that the Isser over here is Isser of Muksa. An Yom Tiv is the Isser of Muksa. So over there also, the Ram's going to learn that since there's no din of mutza, therefore it doesn't comprise the retroactive act of achana. You could get around that also. However, Rashi does seem to connect achana to mutza in other places. In the Masechta and the Chavav and the Beis, Rashi says the Chavav and the Beis v'idlo ichzul din hashmashos, if a person puts te'enim agrogros, figs and dried figs on his roof to dry, and there's a stage at which they're not really fit to be eaten. When they're not fully dry, then you can't eat it. You have to eat it either when they're fresh or when they're dry, but not when they're in the in-between stage. And if the benesh mashas, they were not fully dry, that is them te'en kan achana mibodjom, because you don't have achana mibodjom. Man the islay mutza ve'achana mibodjom. Boy, or hachana mibod yom boy. Those that hold the mitzvah hold that you have to have hachana mibod yom. Kedikseb yom hashishi v'chinah shei yaviu. He clearly connects the din of hachana to the din of muksa, and saying that this din of hachana isn't the iser that you're not allowed to be meichin from Shabbos to Yom Tov, like other rishonim are learning. He's saying that the din of hachana is one din that you have to be meichin the seuda of Shabbos. That's what Rashi seems to be learning over there. And I think there are a number of other places also where this is evident from Rashi. Rashi says, and on the base, where the Gemara talks about Beitza that's not Nigmara, that was Nigmara on Yom Tov, Rashi says, Yotzavadim Yibod Yom Mutter, if the egg was laid before Yom Tov, then it's mutter because it certainly was completed before Yom Tov. Kivada, it didn't nigmar b'chol. Have a lo yotzef. It wasn't laid before Yom Tov. Lo nigmar b'chol, and it wasn't completed b'chol on a weekday. V'asur mishem achana d'rava, meaning if it didn't come out before Yom Tov, it came out on Yom Tov. It came out today on Yom Tov, and it was completed today. Rashi's. We'll see more about that sugya. That sugya seems to hold the completion could be on Yom Tov if it was laid on Yom Tov. Rashi says if it wasn't completed before Yom Tov, but it was completed on Yom Tov, it's usher because of Chana Taranta. According to the Ram, if it was completed on Yom Tov, you could eat it on Yom Tov. That's what the Gemara and Erevin said. Shabbos Mechim Niyumei. Why does Rashi say it's usher if it was completed on Yom Tov? Rashi is clearly learning that even if it was completed on Yom Tov, it's usher because of the Isser similar to the Isser of Muksa, or because of that is the Isser of Muksa. It wasn't yet prepared before Yom Tov. That's clear from the Rashi. The Rashba didn't learn like that, like we said, but and the Ram tried to learn Rashi like other Rishonim, but Rashi does seem to be saying a different opinion. The Afike Yam, Simon Yudzayin, talks about this at length. Rashi clearly has a different opinion from all the other Rishonim over here as far as the sugya. But we have to now answer the Rashba's kasha. Why did the Gemara say that the egg that is laid today was prepared the day before? Say the egg that's laid today prepared today, and that's why it's usher, because of mitzvah. The Shita Mekubetzes deals with this question. By the way, the Shita Mekubetzes on base is not really a Shita Mekubetzes. On brachos, we know the Shita, we now know that the Shita Mekubetzes is really the Ritva, with very few additions. The Shita Mekubetzes on base also seems to be the Ritva. That is clear from the two or three pages of Ritva that turned up in the Cairo Geniza, which are printed by Moshe Rav Kook. However, it has, in addition to the Ritva, it's someone who is writing over the Ritva, sometimes not even in the exact words of the Ritva, and whoever that is has another Rebbe, who he calls Meiri Rabbi, and that Meiri Rabbi contributes significantly to the Shita Mekubetzes. The Talmud writes over the Ritva, and often he'll write over the Meiri Rabbi's explanation of the Ritva, or arguments on the Ritva, defense of Rashi, defense of the other Rishonim, and so it comes out that the Shita Mekubetzes has three parts. One is the Ritva, one is the Meiri Rabbi that this Talmud is, who is compiling the Shita, brings to compare to the Ritva or to discuss the Ritva's opinion. And the third part is there are very short, brief notes that the compiler, the Talmud himself, writes. Like he'll say, this seems to be more misdaber than that, he'll be machria between the different opinions. In any case, the Shita Mekubetzes, which at this point is the Ritva, brings down the Rashba's questions, and he says, I have an answer for the question. Rashba asks other questions as well, and he answers all the Ritva asks the questions, and he says like this, in Tamar, in Cain, he brings Mary Virabi Neru, he brings Mary Natriachmana, in Kushisel Mechavarat Veinai Mary Natriachmana, and the Shita Mekubetzes brings from Meir Rabbi an answer for the question of the Rashba and the Ritva. He says, "In time him came Gomer Ha'idna Nami Titzer Kmoshik Sharavzal Yeshlamer Deinach Nami Tafil Gomer Ha'idna Mitzra El Mishum Lo Esha Shatei Nigmeres Venaledus Biomechud Lo Amar Achi." It couldn't be that it was Nigmer today. Vode Omer Me'esvo Gomer Lo Shlo Tomer Shenigmer Lo Shenigmer Lo Zeh Shnei Yomim. You shouldn't think I was completed 2 days ago. And that's why Chol is Mechon Liyantev. He says, when the Gemara says Me'esma Nigma, it means it was completed yesterday and not 2 days ago. Enochanami could have said the egg was completed today. But it's not Mistaba that an egg should be completed today if it was laid today. It must have been completed before. Perhaps it was completed 2 days before. If it was completed 2 days before, when it was laid on a Yantev that follows Shabbos, it was completed on Friday. And therefore, it's not Muktzah. The Gemara says, no, it's completed only one day before. The Meir Rabbi is learning the Rashi like we learned it, but he's suggesting an answer that L'chayra goes against the words of Rashi and Vav Amud Beis. As I just read from Rashi and Vav Amud Beis, Rashi learns the Sugya and Vav Amud Beis to be saying that it's possible that an egg that is laid on Yom Tov was completed that day, and therefore the egg would become usur. If there is such a possibility, then the Gemara and the Beis Amidbeis should have used that possibility. The Gemara doesn't consider it so far out to be something we cannot consider possible that the egg was completed the day it was laid. So if so, why didn't the Gemara say in Beis Amidbeis? So that actually is the reason for the Isra of the egg that was laid on Yom Tov. Let's see the Gemara and Beis Amidbeis more carefully. The Gemara over there says, Amar Huna Amarat, Beis Im Yisiyasa Nigmara. A Beis is completed when it is laid, when it comes out. The egg is completed when it's laid. Mayim Yisiyasa Nigmara, as far as what? The Gemara goes through different possibilities, and one of the possibilities is, Im Yisiyasa Nigmara Umuteres La'achla B'yantiv. Harbamei Ima Asura La'achla B'yantiv. The egg is completed only when it is laid. That's when it's completed. It becomes completed the moment it is laid. Very shortly, or immediately before it is laid, that's when it's completed. But as long as it's still inside the mother, asur la'achla b'yantif. Why? Because if it's b'mei ima, Rashi translates as follows. It can't mean b'mei ima when it's not completed. It's asurid ayans. If it's not completed, then whatever it was today, it was yesterday. So there's no problem of achana. So Rashi explains as follows. Rashi says imi siyasa nigmara k'shiyasa nigmara b'yasa ava makame achi. Lo Chashiva Beitza Gemura, says Rashi. beyond the epochi kama yotza vaday mivod yom mutter ki vaday udenigma b'chol. If it was laid before yantiv, it certainly was completed before yantiv. Therefore, it's mutter to eat it on yantiv. Aber lo yotza lo nigmara b'chol. That's where Mishamachan is a rabba. When the Gemara says im itziyata nigma muteres ho b'mei ima asura, it means ho b'mei ima. If it was b'mei ima on yantiv, then it became nigmara on yantiv. Im yitziyasa nigmara be'erev yantiv. This is what it means. Im yitziyasa be'erev yantiv, nigmara be'erev yantiv. Ho b'mei ima be'erev yantiv, then maybe lo nigmara be'erev yantiv, but it was nigmara on yantiv. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. Ho b'mei ima atur l'achla, because it was nigmara on yantiv. Meaning that the Gemara, the Pesach comes on the same day that it's laid. And therefore, if you find the egg inside of a hen on yantiv, you say that it's also because it became completed today. It's not about chana me erev yantiv. If it was laid on erev yantiv, it was mucham erev yantiv. If it was laid on yantiv, or if then it was prepared that day. Therefore, if you shech the chicken, the hen, and you find inside of it eggs, then the eggs may have been prepared, may have come to their completion today because they may have been ready to be laid today. It may be that they were about to be laid today, and if so, there would be usur. It's clear the Gemara entertains the possibility that the egg was completed that day, the day that it was supposed to be laid, and therefore if it wasn't laid on erev yantiv, then we say it could be completed on yantiv. If it wasn't laid on erev yantiv, but it was going to be laid on yantiv, then it could be completed that day. That's what Rashi says. Yes, the vada mi bod yom mutter ki vada the nigma b'chol. Aber lo yos the lo nigma b'chol, but it was nigma on yantiv. If it didn't go out on chol, then we say it was nigma today, because it's normally nigma shortly before it's laid, not the day before. If you say that it was not prepared necessarily the day before, if it would be laid on yantiv, it would be nigma that day. If it was laid on erev yantiv, then it's clearly nigma. But if it was laid on yantiv, then it would be also because it was completed on yantiv, and was in while the eggs inside the mother should be prohibited for that reason. Of me'imam, it should be also. It seems clear that the Gemara is entertaining the possibility that while it's laid on yantiv, it's also because it was prepared that day, which is the possibility that the Rashba was asking on Rashi from that base of a base. Why didn't the Gemara suggest this possibility back there? To say that it's so outlandish, the Gemara couldn't suggest it, is very dachuk based on what Rashi says over here. Because here the Gemara seems to say that if it was laid on yantiv, the reason it's us is because it was prepared on that day. So if so, how can we answer the question from the question that the Rashba asks? I think that the key is in the Gemara and Davavim Abayis. And Davavim Abayis, the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says that it cannot be that this is true. The Gemara says it cannot be that the egg is completed on yantiv if it's laid on yantiv. Why? Because what Tanya Hashechet is the Tarnagolas. Umatzuba Beitim Gemuras. If someone chefs the tarnagolas and finds completed eggs inside the tarnagolas, it's permitted to eat it on yantiv. It's permitted to eat it on yantiv. Says the Gemara, you see that from here that we do assume that the egg was completed before yantiv, even if it was not laid before yantiv. We assume that the egg was completed before yantiv. How could Rav Huna be saying that imitziyas enigma, it's only if it was laid before yantiv that we assume it's completed by yantiv, but if it wasn't laid before yantiv, but it was laid on yantiv, we assume that it's completed today. You see clearly from the Braisa that we assume that the completion was the day before, that we can assume the egg was completed the day before that it's laid, and if you see it completed now, then it must have been completed from yesterday. Masnisan says maybe the price is wrong. No, it can't be. The Gemara disproves the possibility that an egg is completed the day that it's laid from the Braisa that discusses eggs b'mei ima. It says that when eggs are found inside a hen that is slaughtered, and inside of it you find eggs, that's what happens when you slaughter a hen, you find inside of it eggs in various stages of development. If the egg that is fully developed there, the Gemara says, the bread says may be eaten. The Gemara in Arsugya also brings that same braisa. Gemara brings the same braisa in Arsugya. It could be that that answers the Rashba's question. The Rashba asks, why don't we say that an egg that's laid on Yantav was completed on Yantav? The answer is because you know that you'd have a problem with the braisa, which is exactly what the Gemara tells us on the Vavim Beis, according to Rashi. And Vavim Beis Gemara says that if an egg that's laid on Yantav is completed on Yantav, when you slaughter a hen and you find eggs inside, the eggs that are inside should be prohibited. They should be prohibited to be eaten on Yantav because they could have been, because we should assume that they're formed today. Since if they would have been formed on Erev Yantav, it would have been laid on Erev Yantav. We therefore assume that they're formed today. Therefore, the Gemara says it cannot be that eggs that were laid on Yantav were formed on Yantav, and that they normally form the day that they're laid, because if so, then we would have prohibited the eggs found inside of the inside of the hen, and yet a braisa says that it's permitted. That could be why the Gemara has to say that kol beis of the siyada yom me'esmon migmara. It was completed yesterday. That way, when you slaughter the hen and you find inside of the eggs, you could assume that the eggs were formed yesterday and were informed today, because the egg was probably going to be laid today, which means that it was formed the day before. This answers the Rashba's question very clearly. However, right, so now we can now say that Rashi holds the Isser of an egg is the Isser of Mukta. Ain't a Hanani, if the egg would have been completed today, the egg would have remained Usser just as well as when as the egg was completed on Shabbos that preceded Yom Tov. If the egg was completed on Yom Tov itself or on Shabbos itself, it would also be Usser for Shabbos or for Yom Tov if the egg would be laid that day. There are a number of proofs to Rashi's opinion that the Isser is Isser Mukta. One of them is from the She'iltos, which Tosfos brings. The Yishonim bring this She'iltos. Tosfos brings this over here on the base on the base. That deals with Achana de Rabba. We'll see. There's others. The Shilta from Mem Zion that deals with the Chana de Rabba, the Yishayim bring, seems to clearly related to this, or Mukta, and Tavavim Abeis also. We saw that the way that Rashi learns the Sugya is clearly saying that there's an Isser of Mukta if an egg was completed that day. Should be noted that on Tavavim Abeis, the Shita Mukubetzes, and have a different Girsa. They're Geiris that if an egg was found inside Mei Iman, since it wasn't completed the day before, therefore it's permitted. The opposite gives of Rashi. Rashi's gairis that based on Yisiyot Enigmara, Hobe Mei Ima Asura. There's another gairis which is that of the Ra and the Shita, which is the Ritva, and their gairis is Hobe Mei Ima Muteres La'achla. It's permitted to eat it. And that's what she taught them, that there's no issue of Mukta involved over here. Okay, also on Daftalim and Aleph, the Gemara says, Nolz of Yantiv, the Shabbos Asura B'Yantiv. Nolz of Yantiv Asura B'Shabbos. Nolz of Shabbos Seachal B'Yantiv. Nolz of Yantiv Seachal B'Shabbos. According to Tanakam, Rabbi Yudayim, Mishim Rabbi Liyazah, Adayini Machlaikish, B'Shamim Teachal B'Shamim Lo Teachal. Gemara also brings a Machlaikish Amaram on the same thing. If an egg was born on Shabbos, may you eat it on the following day, which is Yom Tov. It wasn't laid on Yom Tov following Shabbos. It was laid on Shabbos preceding Yom Tov. May you eat it on Yom Tov? It says, no, you may not, because of Achana de Rabba, according to one opinion. If you hold of Achana de Rabba, you may not. Why should there be a problem of Achana de Rabba in that case? The Achana is when the egg becomes completed. Now, the egg becomes completed a day before it's laid, which means if it was laid on Shabbos, which preceded Yom Tov, it was completed on Friday. So why should there be any problem of Achana de Rabba there? The Rishonim have problems with this, and they say, well, since it was usur to eat on Shabbos, why? Because of the Gzeret Rabbanan of Beit Shenolda. Therefore, if you had permitted on Yom Tov, it would be as though Shabbos is permitting Yom Tov. Why is that? Because had it been laid on Yom Tov itself, it would have been prohibited. Now that it was laid on Shabbos, Shabbos absorbed the Isser, so to speak, and allowed us to eat it the next day, which was Yom Tov. That's a hachana. That's considered Shabbos preparing for Yantiv. It's a very strange way of Shabbos preparing for Yantiv. The Shabbos is not doing anything for Yantiv. It happened to be laid on Shabbos, so it was Asar on Shabbos. Had it been laid on Yantiv, it would have been Asar on Yantiv. Now it's laid on Shabbos, so automatically the following day, there's no Gzer involved, so it should be permitted. So now that we look at that as though Shabbos was preparing for Yantiv by absorbing the Isser of the day that it was born. According to Rashi, this is very simple. If it was Muksa on Shabbos, because it wasn't prepared, why is it Muksa on Shabbos? Because of the Gzer Drabanan that says that any egg that's laid on a normal Shabbos in the year is Asar, then it's not Mukhan, that day, so Mamela, the Yantar the follow said, it's also not Mukhan. There's a problem of Achan over there, because it wasn't prepared for Yantar either, if it wasn't prepared for Shabbos. That again supports the opinion of Rashi. The Shita Mekubetzes points out another point that will change according to this Rashi, in the sugya that follows, and that Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara in Beis Amid Beis continues and says, "Amigos Rinan, do we make Gzera that anything born that an egg laid on a regular Yantav, a regular Shabbos is Aser because of a Shabbos that follows Yantav or Yantav that follows Shabbos? For Tanya, Sheikhet is the Tanya Golus and Matzav of Beis and Gemuras, Mutaros LaAchlan BeYantav. V'Nisser Lugzum Mishum Hanafs Nishalzum BeYameim." Why are eggs that are found inside of a slaughtered Tanagolus, that was slaughtered on Yom Tov, why are those eggs that are completed Mutter? It's true that those eggs were completed on the day before, which was a regular day, but still we should make a Gzeira, Mishum Hanaf, Mishyad Mimeyam. What exactly is the Gemara saying over here? The Gemara answers that Beit and Gemurah may even Mutzlo Shidchi. It's not a normal everyday occurrence to shech the hen and to take the completed eggs inside the hen and to eat them, therefore we don't make Gzera there. What exactly was the question of the Gemara over here? What was the question of the Gemara over here? The Rishonim all ask that the Gemara's question doesn't start. The Gemara seems to be asking that if you say an egg that is actually born, laid on Yantiv is Aser, and so too, an egg that is found inside of the mother should be Aser, even though it wasn't actually laid. Why? Because of Gzeira, he'll confuse it with an egg that was laid. Meaning, if an egg was laid on Yantiv, why is it Aser? Only because of Gzeira. A Gzeira that if this Yantiv would have followed a Shabbos, then the Shabbos that's before this Yantiv prepared for Yantiv. How did it prepare for Yantiv? Because the egg came to its completion on that Shabbos. If so, when you slaughter a hen on Yantiv, and a regular Yantiv, then what we want to say is that the egg really should be permitted. Why? Because it wasn't laid today, so it wasn't prepared. It wasn't necessarily prepared on the day before, but maybe it was prepared 2 days ago. Right? Let's say the Yantiv follows the Shabbos. If the Yantiv follows the Shabbos and he slaughtered the hen, and you don't know that the eggs that are... You don't know that the eggs that are inside the hen were completed on the day before, on Shabbos. Maybe they're completed today. Maybe they're completed on Yantiv itself. Right? According to the other Rishonim, there's nothing wrong with the egg that was completed on Yantiv. The only problem is when it's completed the Shabbos before Yantiv. Right? The only problem is it's completed the Shabbos before Yantiv. So if this Yantiv would have followed Shabbos, then I understand that an egg that's laid on the Yantiv is also because of Achana, and an egg that is found inside might be Aser, because of a Gzeira, you'll confuse it with an egg that is laid. And an egg that's laid is Aser, even though the egg that's found inside, that's slaughtered and found inside, isn't Aser, because maybe it was prepared today. But why is the Gemara asking that an egg that is found inside of a hen on a regular Yantiv should be Aser? Gzeira, because the egg that is laid by a regular hen, by a hen on a regular Yantiv, would be Aser. If an egg is laid by a hen on a regular Yantiv, it's only Asur Midrabanan, because of a Gzeira, Asur Yantiv after Shabbos. How can we make another Gzeira on top of that, that an egg which is found inside of the hen might be confused with the egg that was laid? It's a Gzeira and a Gzeira. All the Rishonim ask this question. The answer that most of them give is actually appears in Rashi. Vim time I have a Gzeira and a Gzeira. So how does Mishal Mimeim and Nami and Israel tell Mishal Gzeira, Yantiv after Shabbos, Torets, Hamatzi Le'utma, B'yantiv after Shabbos, the hashtag Ikla Migza, also how does Mishal Mimeim. This is what the Tosfos says as well, Ein Zegzeira, Gzeira, the Mutzalach, and B'yantiv, Mashma, Afilu, B'yantiv after Shabbos, meaning that the Ein Echanami, we're assuming that this brisa, which permits us to eat eggs that are found inside of a hen, is permitting us even by eggs that are found inside of a hen, and yes, Bachra Shabbos. That should be us because of Gzeira. But Eina Chanami, eggs found inside of a hen on a regular yantiv should not be us because of Gzeira, or to eggs that are laid by a hen on a regular yantiv. Since eggs that are laid by a hen on a regular yantiv are only us because of Gzeira, and we don't make Gzeira for Gzeira. That is somewhat duffel, because the Brisa does not mention that it's talking about Yantav Achra Shabbos. Why should we assume it's also talking about Yantav Achra Shabbos? I think that according to Rashi, we'll have a whole different explanation for the Gemara. And the reason for that is because according to Rashi, if an egg was prepared today, it'll also become Asur for today, like we saw in the Bavim of Days. So if so, when Yantav follows Shabbos, any egg found inside of that kind of golas will have to be asur bevadai, not just because of Gzeira. If it was prepared, it was finished yesterday, it was Shabbos. If it was finished today, it's Yantav. The Moshav should be asur, and the Shittim Kubetzis points that out. In the name of Mary Barabi, the Shittim Kubetzis points that out. Point to Rashi, all eggs found inside of a kind of golas, Yantav Achra Shabbos, will be asur because of a vadai. Because we know for sure that they're prepared either on the Shabbos or on the Yantav, therefore they'll be Asr. So if so, the Brisa can't be talking about Yantav Achra Shabbos. In fact, there is an opinion of Rabbeinu Ephraim, cited by the Baal Ma'ar, that says such a thing. Eggs born on Yantav Achra Shabbos are Asr. All the Rishonim reject the opinion of Rabbeinu Ephraim because of our Gemara. The Gemara L'Chayre has to be talking about Yantav Achra Shabbos, otherwise it's a Gzeira L'Gzeira. And the Gemara says that it's the eggs that are found inside are mutzer. But according to Rashi and Echanami, the Gemara cannot be talking about Yantav Achra Shabbos. Rashi will have to have a whole different interpretation for the Gemara. And if so, that interpretation of the Gemara might defend Rabbeinu Ephraim also, because it'll show that the Gemara is not discussing Yantav Achra Shabbos, and in Echanami, eggs laid on Yantav Achra Shabbos will remain usher. Our Gemara is discussing a regular Yantav. What will our Gemara be referring to? According to Rashi, our Gemara is saying, why are the eggs found inside of a tarnagolas mutter, even by a regular yantar that doesn't follow Shabbos, they should be usher? Why? Says Gzeira ligzim b'shem hanach to misyaldim b'yom mehon. You should make a Gzeira because of the eggs that would be laid today. Right? Now, I want to point out right away that L'chayra Rashi says not like I'm saying. Rashi says, V'im Taimar, what's the Gemara's question? L'gzeira, L'gzeira. He answers, it's talking about Yantav Achra Shabbos. I just want to say that from the Shita it's clear that Rashi didn't say that, that's not a serious in Rashi. In fact, there's not one reason that brings this in the name of Rashi. Taisa says it, even though we have in Rashi. And he doesn't mention Rashi, the Ran, the Rashba, the Rishonim will all say this, the Ramban, none of them quote this from Rashi. And in Kisva Yad, Rashi Ksav Yad, this is missing entirely. Apparently it's a later edition based on a Taisvus, and it's not from the words of Rashi. Rashi himself has to learn the Sugya is talking about Astam Yantav. Now what does the Gemara mean then when it says, V'miser Ligzer Mishem Hanach and it's Yaldan V'Yameyan, which make Gzeira. What Gzeira could there be by eggs that are found inside the Mei Iman? What Gzeira is there that we should make by eggs that are found in Mei Iman? That we should make that Gzeira by the... That we should make that Gzeira over here also. The Michtam, the Sefer Michtam, suggests the following explanation in order to explain the Rabbeinu Ephraim, which will also be a possible explanation according to Rashi. And the Gemara asks, from the Brisa, the Gemara means as follows: just like we make a Gzeira of Yantav Ba'alma, or to Yantav Achra Shabbos, we make such a Gzeira, just like we make such a Gzeira that every egg that's laid on Yantav is also because of Yantav Achra Shabbos, every egg that's found b'mei iman by a regular Yantav should be also because of a gzeira of an egg that's found b'mei iman on a yontif after Shabbos. Imitza nigza mishamach to siyam the biyame, klame, kiechid the gazrinam biyontif the alma. At the end of Achra Shabbos, if you make such a series of a regular Yom Tov because of the end of Achra Shabbos, Pachanami, Nigzer, Benimtsos, Bemei, Iman, the Yom Tov Da'alma, Otsu, Nimtsos, the end of Achra Shabbos. We should make a Gzera for eggs that are found Bemei, Iman, and a Yom Tov Da'alma, Otsu, eggs that are found Bemei, Iman, and a Yom Tov Achra Shabbos. As we said, eggs that are found Bemei, Iman, the Yom Tov Achra Shabbos have to be Otsu, according to Rashi. Mamanashef, they weren't Muchan. If so, an egg that's found b'mei iman and a regular yantuf should be also because of the same exact zera as an egg that's laid on yantuf. It's also because of yantuf achra Shabbos. How does that fit into the words? Ligzer mishum harach to v'shalim yomein means apply the same zera that you apply to eggs that are laid on yantuf. Ligzer mishum, let us apply the zera that the same zera that applies for harach to v'shalim yomein. To the eggs that are laid on Yantav, just like eggs that are laid on Yantav have Xerah of Yantav Atuch Shabbos, Acher Shabbos, so too, eggs that are found may Iman should be also because of Yantav Acher Shabbos. According to this, the Gemara is beautiful. There's no question of Xerah with Xerah. There's no question. The Gemara is not asking that we should make Xerah with Xerah. It's a single Xerah. We've defended Rashi Shita, defended Rabbeinu Ephraim's opinion that eggs found may Iman be Yantav Acher Shabbos will talk to the Aser. We've explained why Rashi didn't say that eggs that are laid today were completed today, and Rashi and Echonami learns that the Isra over here is the Isra of Hachana, of Mukta, and not the Isra of Hachana Miyantav, L'Shabbos, Shabbos Miyantav.